Joining us on Panthers Radio with Zionomics is brand new and old Panthers forward, Evan Mosey. Evan, welcome back to the Panthers.
Yeah, glad to be back on the Panthers again.
So I think the key question a lot of fans is going to be curious about is, what brought you back?
It was a lot of factors. It was trying to go back to Rockford. There wasn't an opportunity to go back to Rockford with everything that happened in the expansion draft and the draft. And then I wasn't really comfortable waiting as long as I could to see if I had any other options in the AHL. And if I had options, I would have been kind of locked out of Europe, which I enjoy playing. So it was one of those things where it was a kind of a time-sensitive thing with waiting, because I didn't want to wait for other AHL teams to approach me, and then if I did that, then I'd be locked out because all the European teams would be filled because they start pretty much a month or a month and a half early. So for me, it was a no-brainer to not really risk anything and give Nottingham a call. And, you know, they were pretty generous with me when I left to go back to America, so to give them a call. And Corey was bugging me all year asking what I was doing at the end of the season. So it was a no-brainer to give him a call. I gave him my word that, you know, I'd let them make me an offer, and I'd stuck to my word to come back to them right away. So it was a no-brainer to call Nottingham, and I knew if they were interested, I was always interested in coming back.
Well, the last time any fans got a proper look at you over here was during the IIHF GB promotion campaign. Mm-hmm. And that was a hell of a campaign for you. Not a bad welcome back.
No, it was a good reception, especially to be able to do it in Belfast and on our home turf and have our home fans there cheering us on. It was something special, and I knew, like, if I was in the available at the end of our season, because we usually finish with playoffs way later than the British League, we didn't make the playoffs, so I was in a position to be able to come back and play for GB, which I told Pete when he picked me for the first year that that wasn't just going to be a one-year thing for me. If I was able to do it for multiple years or as long as I could, I'd stick to my commitment. So I was pretty thrilled to be able to have the opportunity to come back, especially in Belfast and on our home turf, and help get GB promoted. It was huge for the guys on the team, and it was huge for the fans and ice hockey in Great Britain.
Now let's turn our eyes to the Panthers. Last time you were with us, it was an older squad that won two trophies and you were one of the younger members of it. This time you're coming back to the Panthers. The average squad age is about 25 and you're one of the experienced heads. What's that going to be like for you?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit different of a role, I think, for me. I'm not used to, like you said, last time I was there, I was one of the younger guys, and usually I didn't do much of the talking. It was the older guys who were the leaders, and I was just one of the guys who did whatever I could and whatever they needed me to do. So, you know, it'd be a little bit different for me to actually have to tell, if I have to tell people what to do. I don't know if I could handle that. I've never been in that role before, but I think, you know, it'll be a good team. And with the guys Corey usually picks, they're all good locker room guys, and they pretty much buy right into what Corey's trying to sell him and what's been successful with Nottingham. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit different, but I think everything takes a little bit of adjustment, but everything in the end will probably work out, knowing Corey and how he coaches.
Now, like we say, with such a new team, there's a whole different level of expectations. Last time you were around, you got us about, I think it was 44 points in the league in the playoffs. And we won two trophies. What are your personal expectations for the season and your expectations for the team?
Well, obviously, you know, my goal is to win trophies and help Nottingham be successful. And I'm a very firm believer in, you know, if the team succeeds, you'll succeed. And I know everybody sets, you know, individual goals and stuff. And I do a little bit, but at the end of the day, I think if the team's going to succeed and if the team needs to win championships and trophies, you know, if the team's going to do that, then individually everybody on the team, you know, is going to eat, and if everybody sacrifices and does whatever they can for the team, you know, to be successful, everybody will be successful. So, you know, it's, for me, it's not really about points. It's about what I can do to help, you know, the organization and my teammates, you know, be successful and win championships this year.
All right. Well, fantastic, Evan. We can't wait to see you in August.
Yeah, perfect. It's a quick turnaround when I go back home from Belgium. I think I get in August 1st or 2nd. I leave for Nottingham, I don't even know, August 5th. So it's a quick turnaround, pack some of my old Panther stuff, and then, you know, jump on the plane. Excited to come.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for your time, Evan.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.